This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. The tunnels beneath St. Boniface Hospital are now brighter and more colorful with the completion of a 300-foot mural. The tunnels are used by 17,000 individuals annually and connect the various hospital buildings. Commissioned by Artisan Healthcare, Natalie Baird and Toby Gillis created the mural Outside Light to bring joy to a place that often felt dark and disorienting. Gillis explains.
They were very excited to have a mural in that space. I think staff, patients, families, everyone recognized for years and years that space needed something to brighten it up. It was a scary tunnel, kind of. It was 300 feet with bends, so you couldn't see the end of it or the beginning of it, and there was no exits or windows.
Artists in Healthcare bring visual artists and musicians to hospitals across Manitoba. Before the pandemic, Baird and Gillis were in conversations about creating this mural. But with the lockdowns, things fell through. When it became clear the project could now be completed, Baird and Gillis enlisted outpatients from the McEwen Psychiatry Program to help design and paint the mural.
They shared that it was really positive for them to be able to come back in this really, positive, cheerful, exciting way to make a mural altogether that is just like a beautiful color field.
And in a place, they describe as being the last time they were there, it was the hardest time of their lives. Yeah. So to come back and be able to do something different and transform that memory and that experience for them.
The title of Outside Light was chosen due to the mural's creation process. Baird, Gillis, and the other artists wanted to take the disorienting and strange feeling of the tunnel and twist it into something positive. With the McEwen building situated along the Red River, they wanted to run with the idea of bringing the energy and feeling of the path along the river inside.
So our process with the group of outpatients we were working with was to not come to it with a preconceived process or an idea, but just with some prompts. So we started by one day we spent just down by the river with pieces of paper, and we were tracing shadows and dappled light that was coming through the trees down by the river. And then we took those shapes and made other drawings with shadows, and we cut them out and collaged them, and we made this big blast of color, abstract collage together with different colored papers and drawings.
They then cut the collage into strips, which became a scaled version of what would be painted in the tunnel. Most important for Baird and Gillis was that all artists were paid for their contributions. With funding from the Manitoba Arts Council, they could do so. Baird and Gillis say responses to the new mural have been incredibly positive.
And we got so much positive feedback from people oh my gosh, I've worked here for 15 years and this has always been a dark place, and now I'm excited to come here. It feels joyful. I feel uplifted, and it's just a nice experience to walk through there now. And that was our hope.
The two artists now look ahead to the Flash Photography Festival, which will be held across Winnipeg. They're collaborating with the Bueller Gallery at St. Boniface Hospital to curate an exhibition featuring patient artwork from the McEwen program. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.